Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. We are so excited to have a new guest today to talk about more crazy shit in real estate. So this morning, I am glad to introduce Bunny Longwell. Bunny, tell everybody hello.
Hi, how is everybody this morning?
Bunny, how about you tell them what city you're in and what you do that's related to real estate that gives you a crazy story to share with us?
I am down here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. I work for Keller Williams in downtown St. Pete. I've been an agent about 15 years, and up until maybe 2 years ago, I worked with investors solely. Doing that, I've seen a lot of stuff.
Even better. So let me give you the ground rules before you tell us your crazy story. Ground rules for Lee Brown's world, no F-bombs, no GDs, because that's where I draw the line. Any other word goes.
Right.
And don't give us any names or addresses so that the guilty parties will only recognize themselves by the outline of the story. So we can't wait to hear what crazy thing you've seen, Bunny. Tell us about it.
The house that I was trying to sell was a investor's flip, but it was a nice investor's flip in a nice area of town where I thought, no problem. This is going to be a piece of cake to sell this house. It literally had 42 showings before I could even figure out what the issue was on this house, because I should have, without doubt, had an offer on this house. My fault, I was not going to the showings. So on the last showing, I decided that I was going to go to the showing, and I went and got the house prepared, opened the drapes and turned on the lights and turned down the air, and the house was perfect. Now, keep in mind, this was a two-story house.
Okay.
So when I went upstairs to open up the drapes and turn on the lights and flush the toilet and, you know, all those things, I looked out the window, which looked into the neighbor's backyard. And lo and behold, the neighbor was in the backyard. The gentleman, he was a married man. By my shock, he had clothespins on all his personal parts, including his earlobes and other portions of his body. And he was leaned over a picnic table going to town. And I was, needless to say, it was like watching a train wreck. You're like, oh, God. And then you go back and you look again because you're thinking, oh, God, there's no way that I just saw that. And so I go back and I look again. And I was like, oh, God, these people that are coming have kids. And so I close all the drapes upstairs, and I'm literally walking around with these folks, like with my back against the windows, because I don't want them to open the drapes. And I called my seller, who is an Italian gentleman from New York. And I said, do you know the neighbor? And he goes, oh, yeah, Mr. Bubba and his wife, nice people. I said, well, I think that he has a morning routine. And went to tell him what had happened. And he's like, are you serious? I'm like, absolutely, I am serious. And so he apparently went over and had a nice man-to-man chat with him. And I put the property under contract with the next person that showed it. But that was, in all the years that I've done this, that was the one that stood out the most for me. I was like, are you serious? I mean, the envision of this guy is still embedded into my mind. I was like, that is something that I will never unsee.
Yeah, you need some eye bleach for that kind of situation.
Oh my gosh, it was one for the books for me, and I've seen a lot of stuff.
So you know, I have to ask, Bunny, of those 42 showings, how many of them were second and third showings?
None, not one. And of course, I was getting a lot of phone calls from the seller saying, why can't you get this thing under contract? And I was baffled. I was like, I have no idea why it won't go under contract. That's my story. there's a lot of things we see out here, but that is not one of them.
So let's see. The moral of this story might be that if you're a seller and your house hasn't sold, it might not be the agent's marketing that's the problem. You might need to go look in the neighbor's backyard.
That is very true, because there, because he was a good client, I hadn't, you know, I'd spent money on marketing, money on, you know, Facebook ads, money, you know, to open houses, money, you know, and I was doing all the things that I would normally do, and was baffled why we were in the 40 range of not getting this thing under contract. Well, so now we know why we weren't getting it under contract.
Well, I say A-plus to you for digging deeper to find the answer for your client and for walking around the house with your backside against the windows to protect the buyer from seeing something nobody should ever have to see more than once.
No, because you can never unsee that. You could never unsee that.
Bunny, so, thank you for sharing,
you know,
that crazy story. We love this business. You just cannot make it up.
You cannot make it up. You cannot. And I'm sure after all, if you talk to many agents that have had more than a day in real estate, they have a story.
If any of our listeners want to find you, if they have questions about the St. Petersburg market or need to know a good supplier of clothespins, where can they find you, Bunny Longwell?
You can find me always online under Bunny Longwell. It is my Twitter. It is my LinkedIn. It is my Facebook. Or you can always call me directly at 727-460-8636. And I would be more than happy to answer any questions for anybody.
Bunny, you're awesome. Thank you for sharing your crazy story. And thank you for being an awesome realtor in this industry. We appreciate you. And to all the listeners, come back next week, because you just don't know what kind of crazy shit we found in real estate.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.